Hey everybody, I'm Luke and welcome back to The Breakdown. And today I am joined by Pastor Will.
What's going on, fam?
Sunday was absolutely awesome.
Everything about it. Everything about it.
And man. I know I say that a lot.
Yeah.
But it really was.
Yeah.
My impression and what, based on what the Lord's shown me personally and for me talking to people, I'd say that we are truly entering into the revival season.
Yeah, man. Absolutely, bro. I'm feeling it, seeing it, hearing about it. I just came out of a meeting with a couple that are experiencing amazing transformation, just the revival in their lives and everything. It's awesome.
Yeah. And, we talk about this a lot. We talk about, what God's doing in our lives, what God's doing in the people around us, because God is always moving, even if we're not in a season where it's like, oh, this is a revival season. Like, there are times where we're going through hard things and we're really putting in work.
Yeah.
And we're sowing those seeds, we're tilling that soil. But God is always moving even in those times. So it's not that there's times when God's moving and then he's not. No, he's always moving. He's always doing something.
Oh, yeah.
So I just want to, like, if you're listening to this and you're feeling like, well, they're talking about Sunday being awesome and I'm over here struggling and I'm not feeling this, just bear with the process.
Yes.
Bear absolutely. With the process that the Lord has you in, because the Lord is there.
Yeah.
Though the enemy seems like he's loud in your ears, the Lord will come through for you.
Yeah.
So bear with it.
Absolutely.
Because God will never leave you abandoned.
That's good. That's good, bro. That's such a great encouragement, because there are times, and that's something that we all have to be mindful of, that when we're interacting with others or receiving from something, there is something in there for us.
Yes.
And so for those that are discouraged, Pastor Zach even said it on Sunday, in order to go from mountaintop to mountaintop, you're going to have to go through the valley.
Yes.
There are times when you're, on the decline or in the valley, but that doesn't mean that the Lord is any less with you than he was on the mountaintop or on the next mountaintop. So it's so very real and so true. And on the, on the discouragement side, now on the those that are being encouraged, make sure that you're taking the time to really process with the Lord. Okay, Lord, you are speaking to me, and I want this to go from my head down to my heart so that I can actually embody this.
Yes, yes. I one thing I've always been sensitive to, because like one of my personal weaknesses, and I think it a lot of people can relate to this, is I love when God meets me in an emotional way.
Truth.
I love when my emotions are in line with the work that he's done in my heart.
Yeah.
But our emotions are part of our humanity. And our humanity is broken.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so there are going to be times when my emotions aren't there because they are broken.
Right.
Sin still corrupts me, and Satan wants me to fall into despair. So one thing that I practice personally is when I have those moments where, like, wow, the Lord met me.
Yeah.
The Lord has imparted this emotion to me or this truth.
Yeah.
It's just that I hone in on, okay, what is the truth that I'm taking from here?
Yep.
That I can hold up to the enemy when he comes at me with negative emotions, when I come against a hard situation. It's no, I have this truth from the Lord and I press through with that.
Yeah, absolutely. Because his truth, okay, his word is the very thing that the foundation of everything stands on.
Yeah.
So why would we move away from that? No, we have to make sure we constantly move toward that.
Amen.
So that's so good, bro.
Amen.
Yeah.
All right, so Sunday, we come into Acts 18, and it's a really cool message. I love the book of Acts.
Me too.
Especially when you start to realize that, I remember when I first made the connection that, the letters, like the letters to the Corinthians and the Galatians and the Ephesians, those are written to the churches in the cities in Acts that Paul visited.
Yeah.
So you can start to attach the characters to those letters.
Exactly. Exactly. It's so cool. Like, these are the day ones.
Yes.
This is where it all started.
Titius Justus.
Yeah.
Like, he probably got the letter to the Corinthians and he got to read that.
just all of the the background to it. So if you have not read through the book of Acts, here is your challenge. It doesn't take long.
No.
You can do a chapter a day.
It's like a story.
Easily. You could do the whole book.
It's narrative, in
a
sitting.
It's very, very, it's a very easy read. But read through it. Read through it. Read through it. It's an amazing, amazing book with a lot of good things in there. I love the book of Acts. I love it.
Yeah. It's absolutely awesome. Yeah. So yeah, so we have Paul and he's in Corinth. So he gets to Corinth, and when he finds this Jew, Aquila, and his wife Priscilla, Paul's also a tent maker. They're tent makers, so he works with them for a little while.
Yeah.
And then, because the call on his life as an apostle is to preach the message of Jesus, he then goes to the synagogue. And Pastor Zach brought up how this was a pattern, you know, even in the life of Jesus, because that's where the Jews would meet to read the scriptures.
Right.
And Jesus and the new covenant is the fulfillment of the scriptures. Mm-hmm. So it does make sense that we would go there first.
Yeah. It is not a far logical jump. It just that is the next step. OK, so where am I going to find the right over here at the synagogue? Sounds good.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then there was there was some resistance that Paul met there.
Yeah, just a little bit. And the thing that we have to realize, this is, I'm actually being reminded right now that the Lord reminded me of this on Sunday. In this life, you will have trouble. He said to his disciples, he said, you're going to have trouble. Hey, they persecuted me. Okay, yes. What do you think they're going to do to
they
you?
They will persecute you.
You're going to go through some stuff, but you have to keep it moving. You know, you have to keep it moving. And so there was resistance. And so Paul did what the Lord instructed. You just brush the dust off your feet and you move on.
Yeah. Yeah. So Paul understands, okay, I'm meeting resistance. I shake this off, which is actually what Jesus taught the disciples to do, as you just said.
Yeah.
And he goes right next door. Yeah. And he understands that he's going to preach to the Gentiles.
Yeah.
Now, what's really cool is, you know, God, let's zoom out and get the big picture.
Yeah.
Because you have, you know, God the Father, who's been planning this from before time began. God is still faithful to the Jews, even in the midst of Paul's frustration. And Paul's call is simply getting refined.
Yes.
Because Paul ends up becoming the apostle primarily to the Gentiles, as you see here in the story.
Yeah.
And then Peter ends up being the primary apostle to the Jews.
Yeah.
So it's not like God saying, well, I'm done with the Jews.
No,
it's like a both and, where Paul is reacting to this religiosity. And we'll get into that.
Yeah.
But God is also saying, I'm going to use you for a different call and mission. I'm refining your purpose, Paul.
Yeah. Yeah. It was two chapters before that. That Paul received the vision of the Macedonian, and it was this open door of ministry.
Can you take us into that just a little bit?
So it's interesting because we talk about and Pastor Zach absolutely loves to harp on the if the Lord closes a door, he's going to open a window. Like, no, if the Lord closes a door, you need to pray to him for which door is opening.
Yes, exactly.
Like, okay, it's not like, here's the house, I'm going to make you figure out how to gain access.
Or I'm going to give you a second best access.
Right.
No, God only gives you his best.
Yeah. And so he kept, Paul and his companions kept coming up against closed doors to ministry. And he was trying to figure that out, and they were waiting, and so he received a vision of a man from Macedonia, and I'm bringing it up right now, and it says that pretty much in the vision was like, you know, come here, this is the open door, and so he received this from the Lord and diverts from what he was going to do to what the Lord is calling him to do. Mm-hmm. And so now it makes perfect sense in Corinth for him to, all right, so this is the way that he was going before. and was getting closed doors. So now he's going to this different region, but now the Lord is also in Corinth giving him a different people to to minister to.
He's honing his focus.
Exactly. And so then it's actually very, very interesting. In chapter 18, verses 9 and 10, it says, "And the Lord said to Paul in the night by a vision," this is another vision now, "do not be afraid any longer, but go on speaking and do not be silent, for I am with you, and no man will attack you in order to harm you, for I have many people in this city." And so he spent a lot of time there, and he taught the word of God among them.
Right.
So even though the door was closed in the synagogue, the Lord said, "There are still people here for you."
Yeah.
So no longer go on with the religious thing and move on into relationships with people. And so we see here in the next verse, he settled there a year and 6 months. So now here is where it goes into building relationships with people.
Right. And I really want us to just stop for a moment on that. And Pastor Zach, he emphasized this. You know, when the Lord says, "Do not be afraid any longer."
Yeah.
So to what extent was Paul's emotional state? You know, let's settle into that because God is not just using the scriptures to tell him to not be afraid, but he actually appears to him in a vision.
Yeah.
So how distraught and fearful was Paul that the Lord had to appear to him like that in order to calm him and then confirm his call to him?
Right, right.
You know, I think a lot of times, like, we read the scriptures and we forget that these men, these women were people just like us.
Yeah, it's true.
And this is Paul after having Jesus, you know, years prior appeared to him on the road to Damascus. Like, he knows Jesus is real. Yeah. He knows what he's called to do.
Yeah.
But yet he's in this state of fear.
Yeah. And that points to even Paul in this moment going through a moment of soul care.
Yes.
Going through a moment where he needed to surrender his emotions. He needed to surrender parts of himself that needed to find freedom.
Right.
And so here is Jesus directing him through that. And just like you were saying before, we can get so caught up in the emotional side of it that we don't even then, even with something great, like a great godly experience, we don't then surrender that to the Lord to hang on to a measure of truth. And here, the measure of truth was relationship with Jesus.
Yes.
I am with you.
Yes.
Like, what more do you need to hear?
I am with you and I have much people in this city.
Yes.
And that's like the very next sentence is that Paul stayed there a year and 6 months after that.
Yeah.
Because it's not like after he had that dream and that vision and that impartation from the Lord, he woke up the next day.
Right.
And it's not like the situation changed.
Right.
It's his perspective and his call and his resoluteness.
Yes.
That's what changed.
So refined. So good. Absolutely. Yeah. And so moving on with that, there were a lot of, you know, there was still opposition.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. But there was still, it, just like you're saying, in his resoluteness, he's like, this is why I'm here. And so so he stayed there and he just kept bringing the gospel.
Yeah. Absolutely. So if you're listening to this and, you know, maybe you're in that state of fear, the Lord is going to show up for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm not just saying that to say that. It's true. He will show up for you. You are his child. You are his son. You are his daughter.
Yeah.
And maybe that's where it starts. Like, you have to recognize your true standing with him, which is why it's important that we understand the difference between religion and relationship.
Yes.
Because Satan will always try to get you to fall into the religious pattern, but Jesus is calling you into a relational pattern.
Yeah. Yeah. And one of the things that, it was so great hearing Pastor Zach say that, you know, religion is half right. It's not that it's wrong.
Yeah.
It's just not everything.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is something to, you know, what were they doing in the synagogue? They were turning to the word.
Mm-hmm.
They were praying prayers.
Gathering together.
There is something to that. But without the life
mm-hmm.
that comes in with relationship, then it's missing necessary parts. Without the Holy Spirit involved in there, then it is falling short.
Yeah.
And so the thing about religion is it's very familiar.
Yeah.
And because of the familiarity, religion in and of itself can become the idol that you worship.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's the, you know, the repetition of it. And I know what I'm doing and this is right and this is great. And all of the box checking that happens with it.
Yeah.
The righteousness comes from how many boxes you could check rather than coming from the Lord.
Mm.
And that is where the perspective needs to shift
right.
back to the Lord. Not that you're not going to read your word, right. you're not going to pray, you're not going to gather right. with people. It's just going to be done with a different heart, with a right. different foundation, with a yeah. different motive.
Yeah. And I think sometimes, like when we listen to, you know, readings from the New Testament when Jesus yeah. came on the scene, it's like, well, how could the Pharisees have missed it? Like they knew the scriptures and they did. They
right.
they memorized them. Like they could quote everything. Like
right.
the Bible memorization, none of us can achieve the level of a Pharisee.
No.
We none of us have.
No.
And it's because they were falling into this religious spirit where yeah. it was more about the what they were doing. And not the who
yes.
they were called to serve and be in relationship with.
Yeah, absolutely. And Pastor Zach said that on Sunday about how this isn't about what he wants from us.
Yes.
As in all of the things that we can mm-hmm. do. It's what he wants for us, which is
yes.
himself, his very self.
Mm-hmm.
He sent his son so that nothing could stand in the way of us having him.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing would
yeah.
be... It would cause division between us and him so that he can have a relationship with us. And now here's the thing. When you think about relationships,
mm-hmm.
think about, you know, any of the relationships that we have in our lives, it takes time and intentionality to get to know the person, to discover
right. Right.
and journey together. And when we simply go through the box checking, even relationships
yeah.
can be religious.
Right.
But
yep, Pastor Zach was talking about that with yeah. marriage and
but when they are relationships,
yes.
then the focus is on the relating, the coming together, the
yes.
The give and take.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let me receive from you. Let me mm-hmm. pour into you.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, maybe you're hearing this and you're saying, well, all I'm trying to do is I'm just trying to serve God.
Mm.
And it's not that those things that you're doing are wrong.
Right.
It's just that God doesn't want you to relate to him through that. He
right.
really just wants you to encounter him because
yes.
he's encountering you.
Yeah.
So it's not that you're going to stop going to church because there's verses about that. No, you have to go to church. It's not that you okay. So now do I just you know treat the house of God with disrespect? Like no, it's like no, we honor the house of God. It's
right.
we want to be modest. We want to be presentable and like
yeah.
how we you know and relate to one another in a healthy way.
Yeah.
But that's not the means of access.
Right.
Jesus is
right.
the means of access.
Yes. Yes.
So when you encounter Jesus and he transforms you through that
yeah.
personal relational encounter, then through love,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
you start growing up into living in the right way. But again, it's not as a means to achieve a status with him.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's hard, but this is what the enemy does all the time. The enemy's trying to get us to get away from the relationship.
Right, right. And bringing us back to what might be a comfortable, familiar thing. And so have you ever heard anybody get to know you and say, oh, you're religious?
Oh, yeah. All the time. Yep.
How does that make you feel?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, it's just like, I understand why you say
right,
that.
Right.
But if you really understood what it's about, it's like, no, I'm in a relationship with Jesus
right.
all the time.
Right.
Like, that's what it is.
Yeah.
It's not rules.
Yeah.
It's a relationship with Jesus, and I follow out of love.
Yeah. It's so funny how even widespread that word and the understanding of, I am going to define what your life
yes.
is like by this word, because this is what's familiar to everyone. Mm-hmm. Religion is familiar to
right.
everyone. And so it's just so widespread that, oh, okay, you're religious.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just,
right.
it's an
yeah.
interesting thing to encounter.
Yep. No, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. So one of the things that Pastor Zach brought up is the fact that that there are even lies within religion that we need to encounter. We need to combat. We need to combat those with the truth. But in order to get to that place where we can combat that, we have to be well enough to say, this can't be it. And Paul was gripped with that reality to the point where he was filled with fear, and the Lord helped him with that. And the point that I'm making is, in Philippians, Paul talks about how religious he was
mm-hmm.
and how he considered all of that, literally
yeah.
considered it.
Absolutely. Yep.
Dung.
He says, I'm a Hebrew of the Hebrews.
Yeah.
If we're going to play that game.
Yeah. All of it was without value, without anything to be desired
right.
when matched with the knowledge of knowing Jesus.
Yes. Yes.
And that is the point that Pastor Zach was making, is that everything, all of that can just be set aside, even if this is who I am. And just like you were saying, Luke.
Yeah.
That identity piece is mm-hmm. huge.
Yeah.
We need to let the Lord define our identity.
Yes.
And when he does that,
yes.
then we're able to discover mm-hmm. who he's created us to be.
Amen.
As we journey with him.
Amen. Amen. And you know, and Paul's prayer,
yeah.
cuz maybe you're like, "Well, I don't know how to how do I approach this with the Lord?" Well, what was Paul's prayer in Philippians? He's like, "That I may know him."
Yes.
In the power of his resurrection
yes.
and the fellowship of his suffering,
yeah.
being conformed to his death.
Yeah.
So it's in both those yep. things, and that's capturing that mm-hmm. duality that I think we've been kind of harping on as a theme throughout this mm. this talk, where it's
yeah.
on the one hand we experience the power of his resurrection,
yep. Yep.
and that we have those seasons of revival, new life.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm soaring with him. But then
yeah.
there's the other side where it's, oh, that I may also know him in the
yeah.
fellowship of his suffering.
Absolutely.
When he was tormented.
Yeah.
When Satan was coming at him.
Yeah.
It's that duality. And that's where the Lord meets you.
Yeah.
So look for Jesus in both places.
Exactly. Absolutely. Yeah. And there are things that we all go through where the Lord wants to meet us in those places. And we have to be reminded that no matter what we're going through, he is still there.
Yes.
Just because things might look difficult and bleak, he is still there.
Yes.
So being able to find him in that, mm-hmm. he said he'll never leave us nor forsake us.
Yep.
So in that commitment that he made, here is the relationship.
Mm.
He's still with us. And so now, because he is with us, he is going to help us through. What he wants for us is that unity and life coming from him as we get to know him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And then I love where the message landed.
Ooh.
Okay.
Ooh.
Because it never stops with just us.
Yep.
It never stops with just the house of God, just the meeting place.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes the frustration, and I've said this before, I don't know if I said it here, but I've said it in conversations where
yeah.
I think some of the spiritual frustration that a lot of Christians face,
yeah.
it's because you're not doing enough serving.
Mm.
You're doing so much self-feeding
yep.
and so much like, personal work that it's like, well, there's a whole lot of healing and health that you have to encounter by going out and doing what Jesus called you to do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And there, it's so awesome that that this is where the message went, because we see that's what, you know, that's what Paul did next. And we can see how that happens in our own lives and the beauty that's found in there simply by no longer being consumers. And and consumer Christianity is something that that the Lord's really had my eyes open to, but also my heart softened to.
Mm-hmm.
In the conversation that I the meeting that I just had, we actually touched on this, how we need to have grace on each other, have grace on ourselves, because if that's what you grew up in, how would you know any better?
Right. Oh, yeah.
Yep. But also allow the Lord to take all that you have known, and we surrender it to him and allow him to take it, because he wants us to know something different.
Mm.
He wants us to know something real. He wants us to know something full of life, full of freedom, full of hope. And that's the thing about serving. When we are able to receive from the Lord, embrace his truth, and pour it out into others, it now takes on a new life outside of us.
Oh, yes.
Which is so humbling.
Yes.
So humbling.
Mm-hmm.
And it really puts us back into, you know, our proper place.
Right.
Hey, I'm a vessel. I'm a conduit.
Yeah.
I am released by the Lord to shine his light and bring him glory.
Yep.
So good.
Absolutely. And that's the thing. You know, we come into church to get recharged and refilled. And and when you're here, like, tap into what is the Lord saying? Like, what is the Spirit saying to the churches?
Yeah.
Receive that.
Yeah.
And then when you go out, it's not just so that you can just, you know, dwell on this for yourself, but it's so that you can go and speak to the dead places, because you are alive. You carry the words of life on your lips.
Yes.
You can walk in the dead places. You can walk in the places of distress and destruction, because your feet, as the armor of God says, are protected with the gospel of peace.
Yes.
Okay. So absolutely, don't be afraid of the ground.
Yep.
Your feet don't touch that.
Yep. Yep.
And you are meant to go out there.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, are you going to get a little depleted? Yes. Elijah was depleted.
Yeah.
But the Lord refilled him.
Yeah.
Right. And he gave him his, you know, he was patient with Elijah's, you know, depression and his thoughts. But go out there, and you don't have, you're actually not called to do this by yourself.
Right.
You have a community.
Absolutely. That's so good, bro. That is so good. And that's one of the things about Pastor Zach that I love. I love so many things about him.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that that commissioning that happened. That was so powerful. I was actually watching it from the back of the room, which was so cool to see. Like, people are coming out of the woodwork because their very hearts were now being tied to the truth that has been just brewing within them, and now the releasing was happening, where it's like, oh, here it is. The Lord is calling me higher, bringing me in so that I can go out and bring his light.
Exactly.
And so it was a really cool thing to witness from the back. But then I was like, yeah, I'm going in on this one too. I got to see this
absolutely
happening.
Absolutely.
So when he sent everybody into that prayer room, oh my goodness. It was such
powerful.
A beautiful, powerful moment.
It certainly was.
Yeah. So for any of you out there that that feel any sort of a tug from the Lord, allow him to have his way in any part of your day. There isn't anything more important than obeying the Father in the moment. There's nothing more important than obeying him. And in that moment, it's because he desires for us to be humble enough to see who he's sending us to and bring truth and love and light into someone else's else's life. And it really could be as simple as seeing someone, acknowledging them, and being open to, oh, okay, so you're hungry. You need a drink of water. You are looking for directions and you're getting frustrated. It could be anything. Mm-hmm. And none of those things are any less full of life and light than the other. It's really us just being released to be his. And guess what? And we were actually talking about this before. There is nobody anywhere that can define that for you.
No.
The Lord will.
Only the
Lord. Not Bible school. No. Bible school is great. It helps. I went to Bible school and had amazing encounters. But the best of them were when the Lord's leading was at the heart of it.
Yes.
Not because of some syllabus or curriculum, which are also good.
Yes.
Just like religion, there are things about it that are good, but they are not it. Mm-hmm. The Lord is it.
Amen. Amen. Well, it has been awesome having you.
Oh, always great being
here. Can you just bless us in prayer and
absolutely
we'll hit the week running?
Yeah, absolutely. Father, we are so grateful to you for the timing that you have released this word on this this family, how you just perfectly placed each person in the position to receive it so that we all can now be brought closer to you in relationship. Lord, help us, God, help us to get rid of all of the idols that we sacrifice to, Lord, and that the religiosity in any and all of those things, Lord, would go so that we can be fully open to how you desire to lead us into life and freedom and fullness. God, we speak to all of the spirits that have people bound.
Yes.
And say, be loosed in Jesus' name so that everyone can come into true life, true relationship with you without hanging on to any of these things, even the spirit of religion. You must go in Jesus' name. Mm. Lord, we're so grateful for the authority that you have given us and the way that you have released us to be your light on this land. Have your way in us in this time. You are so good, God. And we are so, so humbled and in love with you and ready to see you do amazing things through us, God. Have your way, Lord. Holy Spirit, lead us into all truth and life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Well, everybody, I'm Luke.
And I'm Will.
That's The Breakdown. We'll see you next week.
Later, fam. You're giving me up.